We're talking to Chase DeCoit from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Chase is involved with the BQA program for NCBA. And Chase, really BQA has been around for quite a few years now, but it seems like we've gotten some fresh momentum going over the last couple of seasons, especially with the free BQA offer that's been in place for the last couple of years for a few months at a time.
Yeah, Ron, we are having great pickup. And, you know, the BQA program is really a staple of the beef industry as it is today. But what we've been able to do is reinvigorate the program, get that momentum that you're talking about by offering these free certification periods in conjunction with and provided by Boehringer Ingelheim, which is just a great partnership allowing us to extend the great message of BQA to more producers. And that's what we're really looking to do. We know that this is the right thing to do. Producers know what BQA is, but continuing to do that online training, continuing to further your continuing education within the beef industry and show that commitment to doing the right thing is what producers are doing. And I think they're recognizing now more than ever it's important to do that.
Now we've had a lot of states, of course, involved with live training, mm-hmm. and then you've got the online training as well. What kind of mix do we have between folks that have gone through the live training versus online training?
You know, it's a great mix, and we still encourage folks to do that live training. You know, you can't mimic that online, but certainly for those producers who have a busy schedule on their plate, this is an option for them to go online, continue that commitment to BQA, refresh their knowledge, or really learn about the BQA program to start getting involved, or to continue doing those practices in their operation. So it's really a twofold approach, and we encourage you to do what you feel is best for your operation.
If a producer's gone through BQA, say, 2, 3, 4 years ago, is it a good idea for them maybe to do a refresher?
It certainly is. You know, BQA certification actually requires that you be refreshed on it every 2 to 3 years based on what state you're in. You got to get recertified. So if it's been a couple of years, you might want to look at getting recertified. This would be a great opportunity for you through April 15th to do it for free online. Or you could look at making sure you get that done before your certification is up.
You know, what's the value of BQA for the industry when you start trying to position beef cattle producers as a group to today's consumer?
You know, that's a great question, Ron. And I think our producers understand today that the consumer wants to know how their beef is raised. And the BQA story is a positive story that consumers trust and they really understand. It allows you to look at your operation, recognize the things you're doing right, build on your practices today, but then also go out and share your story with consumers and know that it's built on a solid foundation with the Beef Quality Assurance Program.
How does a producer get involved, especially online?
You know, the first place I would look is bqa.org, and you can always get started there. Click on certifications, choose your state, and it'll walk you right through how to get certified.